Look, Efren didn't have nothing to do with that coach getting himself killed down at the school. Efren didn't even know I went back to settle things up. I had to get my gun back, man. And then the coach charged me like that, and there wasn't nothing I could do. You could have turned and run, Waddell said. How far is a naked man going to get pursuing you through the neighborhood? Yeah, Arthur said bitterly. That's going to happen. He snuffled and dragged a finger across his nose. Look, man, I ain't got nothing left now. That guy messed with my brother and I settled things. I screwed this up so there's no coming back, I know that. But Efren, he's different. He's going to be a famous artist someday. You gotta let him have that chance. He already is famous, my friend, Waddell said. Look, I cut you a deal. You give that gun to the undersheriff. You can trust her. You do that, and you'll come out of there in one piece. If we find out you're not lying to us that your brother had absolutely nothing to do with Mr. Scott's murder, then maybe we'll have something to talk about. That's the deal.
Garcia lowered the phone.
You heard him?
Estelle nodded. It's recorded, Arthur. He nodded and lowered the revolver, then reached out to place it in her lap like a little kid sharing a favorite toy. The ends of the revolver's cylinder were clearly visible, and she could see that the gun was not loaded.
Okay, Arthur Garcia said. If that's what I gotta do.
He slid out of the seat to his knees, bowed his head, and laced his fingers together on top of his skull. Only when Estelle snapped the cuffs on his wrists, bringing his hands down behind his back, did the little red dot of light that had hovered on his skull wink out.